continuing with our takeaways, namespace, or unambiguously specifying where an override target is located, is absolutely central to proper overrides. When creating an override version of a file, if it is incremental and consists of only dictionaries and lists, then the override variable must be properly nested in a skeletal structure representing any list or dictionary in which it is embedded in the base file. Class override files, similarly, must start with the same basic class statement as found in the base file, after which methods can be written so as to be unambiguous about which class the methods belong to. The localization perspective should be used for overrides whenever possible, not only because it is the easiest way of managing the permissions and conventional override level, site, user, etc., but because it offers some assistance with namespaces, particularly for class overrides, where it will pre-populate the class definition to wrap subsequent methods, and also because it offers basic Python code validation to help avoid simple but costly syntax mistakes. We've also emphasized that any new files or overrides should first be created at a user level. This critical best practice isolates errors and experimental code from operations until the code is ready for promotion to broader access. Ultimately, focal points who can learn to leverage incremental and class overrides to safely change as little as absolutely necessary of the baseline behavior will be well positioned for easier future maintenance of their systems.